Okay, that's just the right amount of cowbell. You never hear that.
No.
This is the Friday edition of the Lars Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. And since it's 5:15, it's time to play the Harris Challenge. We can't do it without you. You can call us now at 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS on your cell phone, *KTRS. Before we play the challenge, I just have to mention one news story that Colin and the network did not mention. And that is the fact that there is a woman from the St. Louis area who has announced that she is going to marry Charles Manson.
I heard that yesterday.
Now, here's how you know you're off the crazy meter. Charles Manson is denying the story. One of America's all-time nut jobs is saying, that's crazy talk, girl. Oh, and by the way, he has a swastika carved in her forehead. Because she loves him, she carved an X in hers.
Oh, beautiful.
Romance is a wonderful thing, isn't it? Let's go right to the challenge now and meet our first contestant. Larry, welcome to the Big 550. How are you?
I'm fine, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because this is the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
I'd like to congratulate my wife, Francie, on her retirement.
Congratulations, Francie. What is she no longer working at?
United States Department of Agriculture.
Okay. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see what the questions and categories look like. You get to choose from the first three categories to come spilling out. Number one is our weekly topical category. It's called, Have You Been Paying Attention? Category two, apropos for today, JFK plus 50. And category three, musicians who died too young. You see the theme there?
I do.
Which one would you like?
Current events, please.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Larry. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. We start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You can answer or pass on each question. If you pass on one, you can go back and pick it up, time permitting, before the buzzer sounds at the one-minute mark, because that's when I'll tally your points. If you don't get past 7 points, I'll have to punish you. But if you do, if you get 8 or more of the 15 possible points, you will win a prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Paul, we have 12 free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in
Cottleville.
We also have a $20 gift certificate for Subliminal Subs.
Subliminal.
Several locations in and around St. Louis.
Including right here at Westport.
Yes. And we have from Werenberg.
Werenberg.
Movie tickets. I'm sorry, we don't have the ones for the Hunger Games, because those have already been given away, but we do have...
What you mean is that Carney took them.
Yeah.
Doggone
it. We do have, like, Prisoners, we have Thor, and we have other movies to choose from.
Including some that are going to be opening over the next couple of weeks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's the prize choices for you. However, Larry, if you get all 15 points, then you can win everything, because we call that a clean sweep, okay?
Okay.
Categories, have you been paying attention? 60
seconds
on the clock. Oh,
that's a prize package of well over.
Oh, you're right.
$1 million.
Thank you very much, prize man. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Larry, what happened to a guy named Joseph Paul Franklin in Missouri this week?
He went to sleep yesterday morning.
Yeah, forever. What did Florida Congressman Trey Raydell plead guilty to this week?
Pass
on that one? Tuesday was the 150th anniversary of a very famous American speech. Who gave it and where?
Abraham Lincoln at Gettysburg Battlefield.
Correct. Whose MSNBC show has been suspended because he shouted homophobic slurs at paparazzi?
One of the brothers. Pass, we'll come back to him.
Which infamous Florida resident was arrested again this week when his girlfriend said he tried to choke her?
Trayvon, that guy. Martin Miller. Pass.
We're back to the Florida congressman. What did he plead guilty to this week?
Embezzlement.
Congressman Trey Raydell pleaded guilty to cocaine possession. And just like every other American busted for cocaine possession in America, he was immediately given probation and went to rehab.
I'm sure
all of the guys in America who have had to do actual hard time look at that and go, well, good for him. I hope he gets his life right now. Alec Baldwin was the MSNBC host whose show was sucking in the ratings and was incredibly boring. And I was disappointed when it was pulled off the air. Not because of him, but because his guest last Friday was going to be my future bride, Ellen Barkin. You said Trayvon Martin, and then you said Martin Miller. The name you were really struggling for was George Zimmerman. He's the one who was arrested again this week. You know, someday somebody in Florida is going to stand their ground against him. Let's see how you did here, Larry. You got the one and the three. Oh, that's only four. That means I have to punish you. For our punishment music today, we honor a man who has recently been given France's highest honor, the Legion of Honor, for his cultural contribution to that country and the world. His name is Bob Dylan.
Zimmerman, now, isn't it? Isn't his
Robert Zimmerman. No relation to George.
Yeah.
Stand your ground. Not the same.
No.
Now, before I play you the punishment music, I have to say there's something pretty cool online that if you want to see, even if you don't like Dylan, I played it for Ian and Dan today. They don't like Dylan, but they thought this was very cool. It's a song Dylan did 43 years ago called Like a Rolling Stone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they finally made a music video for it, and it's really cool because on one, it's like a TV, and on one channel, there's Dylan singing it, and then you change the channel, and it goes to other TV shows in which everybody on the show is performing Like a Rolling Stone, but as part of their regular dialogue.
Yeah.
Like Drew Carey and the people on The Price is Right. There's a takeoff on The Bachelor. There's a takeoff on Real Housewives.
It is pretty cool.
Mark Maron from IFC did one. It's very cool. You should look for that. But that's not our punishment music today. No. Today is a Bob Dylan performance of a song he did not write. A song that was a pretty nice song when it was originally done by the beautiful Joni Mitchell, called Big Yellow Taxi, remade in the 90s by Counting Crows, should never have been remade by Bob Dylan.
Can't wait.
Here it comes.
In big paradise, the beautiful parking lot.
Oh, boy.
A pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always go to show? You never know what you got till it's gone. They paid paradise, the foot of a parking lot.
Okay, okay, okay. When he breaks into the harmonica solo, it's bad, isn't it?
Oh, it's horrible.
I'm sorry you had to hear it, Larry.
The great thing about it is I can turn on the radio and hear it all over again.
Yeah, in 8 seconds.
7 seconds.
Thanks.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much for playing. Here's our next contestant, Nancy.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself with your 5 second cheap plug opportunity.
I sell the world's healthiest coffee, www.sozalife.com/Nancy Lynn.
Okay, which category would you like? We have JFK plus 50. Musicians who died too young, or multiple choice prizes. That's our new third category.
I'll go with musicians.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was lead singer of Nirvana until he shot himself on April 8th, 1994? Yes. Which drummer for The Who died just after their album Who Are You was released?
Keith Moon.
Keith Moon is right. Who sang La Bamba and died in the same plane crash that killed Buddy Holly?
Ritchie Valens.
Correct. Which gangsta rapper was shot 4 times in Las Vegas September 7th, 1996 and died 6 days later?
Tupac.
Yeah, I call him two.
Pack a day, right?
Who was known as the Madonna of Mexican-American teenagers until she was gunned down by the former president of her fan club in 1995 at age 23?
Selena Gomez?
It was not Selena Gomez, who's a current star from the Disney universe. But because her name was just the single moniker Selena, I'm going to give it to you, Nancy. That's a clean sweep.
Hey.
Congratulations. You win all the prizes.
Way to go, Nancy.
Oh, good. Thanks.
You're very welcome. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get them. Here's our next contestant. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to thank all the service members out there, and happy early Hanukkah.
Okay? We have JFK plus 50, multiple choice prizes, or our new third category, could be J, could be F, could be K.
Can we do musicians? let's go multiple choice prizes.
I love this because people choose it thinking it's going to be easier.
I don't think it's going to be easy at all. I want musicians. I do every one of them.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, me too.
Next time, 3 seconds earlier. That's when you have to call.
I tried.
All right, Josh, your category is multiple choice prizes. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the Newbery Medal awarded for? Architecture, children's books, or French cooking?
Architecture.
Children's books. For which of these does someone win an award named after Antoinette Perry? Theater, interior design, figure skating?
Design.
Theater. It's the Tony Awards. What profession are you in if you win the Rubin Award? Accountant, electrical engineer, cartoonist?
Accountant.
Cartoonist. What kind of book do you have to write to win a Hugo Award? Science fiction, romance, or travel guide?
Well, I was going to say travel guide, and I haven't got anything right, so we'll go with romance.
Science fiction.
Exactly.
Which of these has never won the Nobel Peace Prize? Bishop Desmond Tutu, Winston Churchill, Yasser Arafat?
Churchill.
The correct answer is Winston Churchill. Yeah, you got one right, so there's no goose egg on the board, but that 5 means that it's punishment time for you as well, Josh. I'm
Yay.
Sorry. Once again, standing his guitar, Mr. Zimmerman.
They took all the trees, they put them in a tree museum. They charge the people $1.50 just to see them.
What's the organ for?
Don't it always go to show? You never know what you got till it's gone.
That's bad.
They pay paradise, they put up a parking lot.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I still contend that Bob Dylan, if he were born later in this era, would not have made it in the music business.
Can you imagine him on Idol?
No. Oh.
Can you imagine him on The Voice?
No.
Blake Shelton would actually charge the stage.
Yes. They would have all thrown up.
What are you talking about?
Josh, I'm sorry you didn't win, but have a good weekend. Here's our fourth contestant. Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
No, I just want to give a shout out to my nephew whose soccer team is going to the state finals in Class 1 out in Kansas City tomorrow.
Wow. Going to be a cold day for a soccer team.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, I wish him well. We have 2 categories left. JFK plus 50, or could be J, could be F, could be K.
Well, in honor of the day, let's do the JFK.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Jeff. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who did JFK defeat in the 1960 presidential election?
Nixon.
Correct. In what state is he buried?
Massachusetts.
Virginia, Arlington National Cemetery. If you're holding a U.S. coin with a picture of JFK on it, how much is it worth?
50 cents.
Correct. Which of these was not true about JFK? He was the first Boy Scout to become president. He refused to eat mayonnaise. He held the first televised presidential press conference.
The first one.
First Boy Scout to become president?
Yes.
No, he refused to eat mayonnaise is false. What was the name of the book that he wrote that won the Pulitzer Prize?
Profiles in Courage.
And that's a winner, Jeff. You got the 1, 3, and 5 for 9 points. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. Good luck to the soccer team. Thank you for playing. And here comes our final contestant today. Hello, Ken.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
For all your scuba diving needs, go see Waikiki Divers in South County or Creve Court.
All right. Could be J, could be F, could be K. All the answers here will start with one of those 3 letters. Okay?
Yep.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what state would you find Fort Knox?
Kentucky.
Correct. Who was the first U.S. president whose first name started with J, F, or K?
Pass.
For 1 point each, name the 3 nations whose names start with the letter J.
Japan.
Yep.
Pass.
What Texas town is the most populous city in the U.S. that starts with the letter F?
Fort Worth.
correct. What 1979 Dustin Hoffman Meryl Streep movie won the Oscar for Best Picture?
Pass.
Who was the first U.S. president whose first name started with J, F, or K? Or give me another country that starts with J.
Right. I'm searching. Nope.
All right, let's go back here. Who was the first president? Who was the first president?
Ken.
George Washington.
And who was our second president?
Thomas Jefferson.
No, he was third.
Oh, you're right.
Second president was John Adams.
John Adams,
that's
right.
That's the answer we needed. The other two countries that start with J besides Japan, Jamaica and Jordan. And the Dustin Hoffman Meryl Streep movie was Kramer versus Kramer.
Right.
Yeah, let's see how you did here. Four for Fort Worth, one for Japan, one for Kentucky. Oh, 6 points. I have to punish you as well.
Damn.
I apologize.
That happens. I earned it.
Hey, Farmer, Farmer, put away the DDT. Give me spots on my apples, but leave me the birds and the bees, please.
It's a harmonica solo coming out. Oh, here it is.
Don't it always go to show? You never know what you got till it's gone. Paradise, put up a parking lot.
You know why the song was so bad? He was singing and playing harmonica at the same time.
That's amazing.
I'm sorry you had to hear that, Ken.
That's all right. I earned it.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much.
It's the Harris Challenge every Friday at 5:15, exclusively on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.